Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 22, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Toom and Marqeta partner to deliver a pre-integrated fintech solution. Core banking platform Toom has partnered with Marqeta to offer a pre-integrated fintech solution, accelerating Toom's customers' time to market through Marqeta's open API platform. Colber taps Poens for real-time wealth management. France-based investment banking company Colber has integrated open banking platform Poens to give users real-time tracking of financial savings and performance analysis. ACI Worldwide offers instant payment solutions for banks and merchants. ACI Worldwide has been working to support banks and financial institutions to comply with and prepare for the upcoming European Commission, EC, mandate on instant payments. Montonio taps LHV Bank for API-driven e-commerce payments. UK-based LHV Bank has partnered with e-commerce checkout provider Montonio to augment its merchant services with API-driven infrastructure. Nexi's e-commerce report shows 52% surge in travel spending. Paytech company Nexi has launched a new e-commerce report that shows that consumer spending on travel grew 52% in 2022. Treasury Prime partners with Checkout.com. US-based embedded banking software platform Treasury Prime has partnered with Checkout.com to improve enterprise payment solutions. Alipay partners with MasterCard to launch a new payments option. China-based Alipay has partnered with MasterCard to launch a new payments option that improves the convenience of international travelers. BlueSnap provides global payments capabilities to Arbonne International. Ireland-based payment orchestrator BlueSnap has partnered with Arbonne International to assist the latter in selling its healthy living products to customers around the world. Google Cloud launches anti-money laundering AI. US-based Google Cloud has launched the anti-money laundering AI product to help financial institutions in their money laundering detection efforts. Glia and Aluma partner to implement voice authentication. US-based provider of digital customer service Glia and fintech company Aluma have partnered to facilitate voice authentication for customer service. IMF works on launching international CBDC platform. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has announced it has been working on a platform for central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, to enable transactions between countries. Ripple obtains in-principle approval from the MOS. The Singapore subsidiary of US-based blockchain company Ripple has obtained in-principle regulatory approval from the Monetary Authority of Singapore. Singapore fines banks for AML breaches in Wirecard affair. Singapore has slapped three banks and an insurer with fines for anti-money laundering breaches connected with the Wirecard scandal. EBADE. Banks are seeking new approaches to level up sustainable strategies. In the panel Sustainable Finance, Assessing Shades of Green Across Payments and Banking, hosted by Finextra's own Madhvi Mavidia, speakers explored how the European banking landscape is adopting sustainable strategies. Open payments firm Volt raises $60 million. London-based open payments gateway Volt is targeting Asia-Pacific and the Americas after securing $60 million in a Series B funding round led by IVP. U.S. asset managers apply to SEC for Bitcoin ETFs. The ongoing effort to persuade the SEC to approve crypto investment products continues, following news that many of the country's largest asset managers, BlackRock, WisdomTree, and Invesco, have applied to the SEC for permission to launch a spot Bitcoin ETF. Santander CIB and Congo partner to digitize trade finance. Santander CIB and Congo, a multi-bank trade finance network, have partnered to accelerate the digital transformation of several trade and working capital products. SAP Fioner rolls out personalized SME banking offering. SAP Fioner, a global provider of financial services software solutions and platforms, has announced the launch of its Fioner SME Banking Edition. CaixaBank, Iberpay launch SEPA request to pay in Europe. Spain-based financial institution CaixaBank has partnered with EPC-approved European Clearing and Settlement Mechanism, CSM, Iberpay to introduce the SEPA request to pay, SRTP, service in Europe, according to Webwire. ACI Worldwide helps financial institutions comply with instant payments regulations. ACI Worldwide has been working to support banks and financial institutions to comply with and prepare for the upcoming European Commission, EC, mandate on instant payments. Pix Forum reveals the launch schedule for Pix Automatico. Brazil-based permanent advisory committee Pix Forum has revealed the launch schedule for the Pix Automatico system for recurring payments. Pro-Russian hackers attack the European Investment Bank. The European Investment Bank has been attacked by pro-Russian hackers in an attempt to disrupt the stability of the Western financial system. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.